நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய.
We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 13, The Behavior of a Perfect Person. Text 27. All can please repeat. Sukhamasyatmano Rupam Sarve Ho Paras Paratistanuho மனஹ சம்ஸ்பர்ஷஜான் த்ருஷ்ட்வா போகான் ஸ்வப்ஸ்யாமி சம்விஷன் சுகமஸ்யாத்மனோ ரூபம் ஸர்வே ஹோபரதிஸ்தனுஹ மனஹ சம்ஸ்பர்ஷஜான் த்ருஷ்ட்வா போகான் ஸ்வப்ஸ்யாமி சம்விஷன் சுகமஸ்யாத்மனோ ரூபம் சர்வே ஹோபரதிஸ்தனுஹ மனஹ சம்ஸ்பர்ஷஜான் த்ருஷ்ட்வா போகான் ஸ்வப்ஸ்யாமி சம்விஷன்.
மாதாஜி, வேர்ட் டு வேர்ட் டிரான்ஸ்லேஷன். சுகம், ஹாப்பினஸ், அஸ்ய ஆஃப் ஹிம், ஆத்மனஹ ஆஃப் த லிவிங் என்டிட்டி, ரூபம் த நேச்சுரல் பொசிஷன், சர்வ ஆல் இஹ material activities, uparatihi completely stopping, tanuhu the medium of its manifestation, manaha samsparshajan produced from demands for sense gratification, drishtva after seeing, bhogan sense enjoyment, swapashyami I am sitting silently, thinking deeply
about these material activities. Samvishan, entering into such activities. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. The actual form of life for the living entities is one of spiritual happiness, which is real happiness. This happiness can be achieved only when one stops all materialistic activities. Material sense enjoyment is simply imagination. Therefore, considering this subject matter, I have ceased from all material activities and I am lying down here. Purport. The difference between the philosophy of the Mayavadis and that of the Vaishnava is explained here. Both the Mayavadis and Vaishnavas know that in materialistic activities there is no happiness. The Mayavadi philosophers therefore, adhering to the slogan Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, want to refrain from false materialistic activities. They want to stop all activities and merge in Supreme Brahman. According to the Vaishnava philosophy, however, if one simply ceases from materialistic activities, one cannot remain inactive for very long. Therefore, everyone should engage himself in spiritual activities, which will solve the problem of suffering in this material world. It is said, therefore, that although the Mayavadi philosophers strive to refrain from materialistic activities and merge in Brahman, and although they are actually merged in the Brahman existence, for want of activity they fall down again in materialistic activity. Aruhya krutshrena param padam tataha patanti adaha. Thus the so-called renouncer, unable to remain in meditation upon Brahman, returns to materialistic activities by opening hospitals and schools and so on. Therefore, simply cultivating knowledge that materialistic activities cannot give one happiness and that one should consequently cease from such activities is insufficient. One should cease from the materialistic activities and take up spiritual activities. Then the solution to the problem will be achieved. Spiritual activities are activities performed according to the order of Krishna. Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam. If one does whatever Krishna says, his activities are not material. For example, when Arjuna fought in response to the order of Krishna, his activities were not material. Fighting for sense gratification is a materialistic activity, but fighting by the order of Krishna is spiritual. By spiritual activities, one becomes eligible to go back home, back to Godhead, and then enjoy blissful life eternally. Here, in the material world, everything is but a mental concoction that will never give us real happiness. The practical solution, therefore, is to cease from materialistic activities and engage in spiritual activities. Yajnyarthat karmanonyatra lokoyam karma bandhanaha. If one works for the sake of pleasing the Supreme Lord, Yajna or Vishnu, one is in liberated life. If one fails to do so, however, he remains in a life of bondage.
ஓம் அஜ்ஞான திமிரந்தஸ்ய ஜ்ஞானாஞ்சன சலாகயா சக்ஷுரன்மிலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நமஹ. ஸ்ரீ சைதன்ய மனோபிஷ்டம் ஸ்தாபிதம் யேன பூதலே ஸ்வயம் ரூப கதா மஹ்யம் ததாதி ஸ்வபதாந்திகம். வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீ குரோ ஸ்ரீயுதாபத கமலம் ஸ்ரீ குருன் வைஷ்ணவாம்ஸ்ச ஸ்ரீரூபம் சாக்ரஜாதம் சஹகணா ரகுநாதான்விதம் தம் சஜீவம் சாத்வைதம் சாவதூதம் பரிஜனா சஹிதம் கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய தேவம் ஸ்ரீராதா கிருஷ்ண பதான் சஹகணா லலிதா ஸ்ரீ விசாகான்விதாம்ச நம ஓம் விஷ்ணு பாதாய கிருஷ்ண பிரஷ்டாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்தி வேதாந்த ஸ்வாமிநிதி நாமினே. நமஸ்தே சாரஸ்வதே தேவே கௌரவாணி பிரச்சாரிணே நிர்விசேஷ சூன்யவாதி பாஷ்சாத்ய தேசதாரிணே. நமோ மகாவதன்யாய கிருஷ்ண பிரேம பிரதாயதே கிருஷ்ணாய கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய நாம்னே கோரதுஷே நம. ஹே கிருஷ்ண கருணா சிந்தோ தீனபந்தோ ஜகத்பதே,
கோபேஷ கோபிகா காந்த ராதா காந்த நமோஸ்துதே. தப்த காஞ்சன கௌராங்கி ராதே விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரி வ்ருஷபானுசுதே தேவி பிரணமாமி ஹரிப்ரியே. வாஞ்சா கல்பதருப்யஸ்ச க்ருபா சிந்துப்ய ஏவச பதிதானாம் பாவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ நம. ஜய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர் சிவாசதி கௌர பக்த விருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. சோ ஐ லைக் டு பெக் த பிளெஸிங்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் த சீனியர் டிவோட்டிஸ் அண்ட் ஆல் ஆஃப் யூ so that we can discuss about the very elevated discussions happening here between Prahlad Maharaj and this Brahmana, so that we can learn and purify our heart so that we can also come up to this standard one day. So as Prabhupada says here in translation, the actual form of life for the living entities is one of spiritual happiness, which is real happiness. This happiness can be achieved only when one stops all materialistic activities. Material sense enjoyment is simply imagination. Therefore, considering this subject matter, I have ceased from all material activities and I am lying down here. So it's very interesting to see that the king of the whole world, for whom the whole enjoyment of the world is available, and he is not like a king for who has got a slot of 5 years of election and he is having a seat of a king. No, he is a king as long he lives, and he is blessed by Narasimhadev himself with all sorts of material facilities and material strength. And this king Prahlad Maharaj, he is going around in the whole India trying to find spiritual personalities and try to take their association. So we can see that how that means, to the degree one is elevated in Krishna consciousness, to that degree he will be always searching for spiritual association. And not only just searching, not that he was sitting in his palace nicely and then he was seeing that okay, somebody can come here. No, he took that on his own head, that responsibility. And then he was traveling all over the world and then he found this personality. Apparently this personality was not looking any way in spiritual, because it was just lying in one corner in the forest. So, but then because Prahlad Maharaj is devotee himself, as it says in English that it takes one to know one. So even to understand someone else's spiritual power, one has to be spiritually surcharged. So here we find that two great souls are meeting, and then as we saw, the discussions are also so interesting. This man lying here, he had taken a vow of mauna, I'll not speak. Honestly, I don't want to waste my time and energy. But when Prahlad Maharaj came, he was worshipping this man. And then when Prahlad Maharaj asked question, that question was apparently materialistic question only. But he knew that if I ask this, he will speak something which will be beneficial for me. And then he asked, how is it possible that you are not doing anything, you are just lying here, but still you are looking very fat. So, can I know the secret? So then we see that this Brahmana who was lying down, he also is no less to understand the superior position of Prahlad Maharaj. He says that actually the best use of my words is now, because you have come and I can speak something about Krishna. And he says, if I don't use my words now, then it will be a useless waste of time. So now I should surely speak. And then he is going on with wonderful realization of his own life. So we can see that our life also will be transformed by the dint of association of very great souls. And that's what we are floating in, the association of great souls for last few years. You know, for because we are having here such an opportunity to serve great souls on the occasion of GBC meetings. So many wonderful souls, they walk in and they are ready to be served. And it's like our great fortune that we were able to see them, serve them, hear them, which Prahlad Maharaj is going around the whole world. The whole world sadhus are coming in temple and freely available, you know, for service. So it was very nice to be purified by that kind of association, because the materialistic contamination cannot go without such higher association. It doesn't go just by philosophical speculation. That's what here Prabhupada is telling. That is the difference between Mayavad sannyas and Vaishnava when they are talking about giving up this world. Like in Prabhupada's case also, we find that just because people came in touch with Prabhupada, they could leave aside all their contamination within no time, even without philosophical understanding. Because they saw that Prabhupada is on such level that he is relishing Krishna consciousness so nicely, if I also become like him, I'll also be very happy like him. So that personal inspiration by personal contact was so powerful that they were ready to give up all their material activities. Like in, this was in early days, one devotee, like he just came, he was not like 2-3 times he had come, I am forgetting his name. So he came and then he used to come for the class. At the end of the class he wanted to meet Prabhupada. Very inspired, wanted to give some donation. And he was hearing Prabhupada. So then he opened his pocket to give, you know, some dollar note. So he was just sitting next to Prabhupada. He opened the, you know, his pocket. And as you know that, generally you will find people, all their heartfelt things are there in the pocket. Money is one thing and another, many photographs also. So he had his, you know, beloved's photograph, you know, just there so that he can see it always. So when he opened, Prabhupada also saw. So then Prabhupada asked, you know, then he said, no, he is my friend, girlfriend. So then Prabhupada just casually, not that, he commented that even Indian girls are more beautiful than this. So afterwards when he went back, he was thinking that I think Prabhupada did not like this, what I was doing. And from next day he was with Prabhupada, serving him and being happy, becoming devotee. So it did not take much
philosophical understanding for him to give up his material connections because the powerful example of Prabhupada was present. So in our life also, Prabhupada has created such a wonderful association in terms of ISKCON society that association is, it's like available for the whole world. And that was the one of the purpose of ISKCON, to create a facility for outsiders where they can come and associate with sadhus. So here Prabhupada specifically in this two things, he says that one is the difference between the philosophy of Mayavadis and that of a Vaishnavas. Mayavadi philosophy is that Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Although they say this Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, but they are always talking about Mithya thing only. Hardly they talk about Brahman, what it is. If you ask them what it is, generally they say we can't describe it. You know, it is nirakar, no form, no qualities. But then all their whole life goes on meditation of how material world is miserable and we have to give it up. So that becomes like a imagination, or you are running away from something which is not there. Like this time we had gone to this one of the Sangha, so there we are hearing that Kamalachandra was selling this. He said that it's like you can leave something which you have. Like, I have this book, I can think of leaving it. But then, leaving something which is imaginary, that itself is a very peculiar phenomena. It is like, if I say, you should not think of a blue monkey. So, then, when you see that, you know, we should not think of blue monkey, what happens? First thing comes is, you know, monkey with blue, you know, color. And then, just by telling that, okay, don't think, don't think, don't think, that is almost close to think about it, always. So, Mayavadis, because they are telling that Jagan is Mithya, so we should, you know, give it away. Give it away. So, how long it goes? After some time he feels that, let me check what I am giving up. You know, I should know at least. So that's how the fall down happens. Prabhupada says here that they fall down miserably because they have not taken shelter of Krishna's lotus feet by serving them. And it's like somebody falls from the third floor, he will break his leg or something. If somebody falls from 10th floor, more difficult crash land. Somebody falls from 20th floor, no chance of survival. So more higher you go, harder you fall, and the landing is crash landing, which are more miserable. So it's like someone goes to heaven because he is having a desire to enjoy, and then he comes back, falls, because his quota of punya is over. Miserable. So he says, A Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartina Arjuna. That you go up, but then you have to come down. Chine punya marta loka mishanti. It's miserable. But then Brahma Jyoti understanding, and that is quite far superior. That is like you are going to the 100th story. From there someone falls to materialistic activity. That is like, it's like a dead end only. So the scriptures tell that specifically those Mayavadis who fall, they become more bound, more like some of the scriptures they say even that those Mayavadis who are on that kind of realization, we can't say realization, imagination of that they have achieved that Brahman stage, when they fall, they become stone. Because they wanted to be senseless. So when they fall in this world, they don't even become animals. They become stone only. And because they are very eager to see the effulgence of the Lord, they become diamonds. So we can see that there is a problem with just saying no without having anything positive to do in life. So here Prabhupada says, Aruhya krutshrena parampadam tataha patanti adha anadita yushmadangrayaha. And because he has not taken shelter of Krishna's lotus feet for serving, because they just wanted negation, lot of suffering is there, get rid of it, that itself is sufficient. No, it's not sufficient. So similarly, when devotees also come to Krishna consciousness, Mayavadi is not like a stamp on head or something. But then, Mayavadi concepts, Mayavadi scripts are, that's why Prabhupada personally wrote his own Prana Mantra, that Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. So that Nirvishesha and Shunyavad, that is like so deeply ingrained. So we can see that majority of people have this kind of understanding. And with that also they come to spiritual life. Same thing goes on. Like somebody comes to spiritual life even with this understanding that because material world is bad, now spiritual life is like a shade of a tree where I can come, it's like hot sunny day outside, working so hard, then you come here and sit, it's like you are free from that tiresome job. But then just having a sense of relief from material life doesn't solve the purpose. Why? Because it is temporary. That relief understanding of Krishna consciousness also is not permanent. Because second thought that maybe I was little not good at enjoying material world, we'll be back again. Like our Badrinath Maharaj was telling, in America they have a slogan that they say that some people say money cannot buy happiness. So second line is they don't know where to buy. So that means people are so determined that some enjoyment has to be there in the material world, I am somehow not able to get. So let me go back, take little rest, rejuvenate yourself, so that I can go back and try for material happiness. So Krishna consciousness, seen just as a relief, also will not last long. That's why, here he says that, unless we take to spiritual practices, Prabhupada gives very nice example in the end of the purport, that he says, very beautifully he writes. This is another example of eloquence. Eloquence means truth put in concisely. It's like, so Prabhupada says here that fighting for sense gratification is materialistic activity, but fighting by the order of Krishna is spiritual. So it's very two separate things are there. If you are fighting for sense gratification, for our own purpose, that is material. But then some people feel that because that fighting is there, I'll stop fighting only. What Arjuna also wanted to do that. So that is Mayavadi understanding. But then Krishna told, no, not fighting. Fighting is not a problem. Problem is that you are thinking that you are fighting for yourself. That is a problem. So in this world is not mithya. We understand from scriptures by Prabhupada that world is property of Krishna and it has to be used in Krishna's service. It may be temporary manifestation. So when we are understanding that spiritual life means acting for Krishna, it is not inactivity from material world only. Because if you are inactive, it may remain for some time. Now how long you can keep a person, because we are anandamayo bhyasad, we are always seeking pleasure, because we are part and parcel of Krishna, we cannot remain without activity, without experiencing happiness. So just by saying no, 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 doesn't work. So that kind of relief understanding of even Krishna consciousness will not be permanent. So Prabhupada is telling here that we have to fight for Krishna. It is not that. So both are negative. One, fighting for ourselves, that is also negative. And not fighting, just because I am getting so much of trouble, so let's not fight only. That is Mayavada understanding. But the Vaishnava understanding is, even if there is a trouble, I'll still fight for Krishna. So here we are not for trouble or not trouble. We are here to please Krishna, because that is our nature. So when we come to this understanding of spiritual life, that is the way the natural position is of soul. Because Jiver Swarup Hoy Krishner Nitya Das. Das means servant. Servant means service. You can't say, I am Das, sitting in one corner sleeping all the day. No, Das means it. The word itself shows activity. So unless we are feeling happy serving Krishna, we cannot remain on that platform of spiritual realization, will come down. So because Mayavadi come down, because they are not on the eternal platform. So here, Prabhupada has created such a wonderful organization, such wonderful association, where we can catch on to spiritual activities. Like now this Kartik month is going on, thousands of people are coming, they are offering lamp, singing Damodarashtakam, they are coming, taking darshan of the Lord, honoring Prasad. So these are the spiritual activities which brings out that dasatva or eternal nature to serve Krishna. So when we find pleasure in serving, because service is also not so easy. If we have just understanding that spiritual life means what? Here we understand material life means so many impediments in my sense gratification. That is material life. Because I want to have free life, but then boss is there, he keeps giving deadlines. I want to be free, but there are so many things to study, give exams. I want to do so many things, but I don't have money in my pocket. So material life means impediments after impediments in sense gratification. So then someone thinks that, okay, spiritual life will be no impediments in my sense gratification. Here so many impediments, there I can go to spiritual world and relax. Just be happy. So much problem here. So that understanding is wrong. Because if you go and see in spiritual world, practically everybody is very much in anxiety. But then that anxiety is spiritual. That is an ecstatic anxiety. Now we go, Mother Yashoda binding Krishna. She is so much in anxiety to catch Krishna, to bind Krishna. And she has so much anxiety that after this, Krishna should not take it in so much heart that he runs away, breaking the relationships. So she wants not to disturb Krishna also, she throws away the stick. But she has anxiety to train Krishna also, that so that when he grows up, he becomes a gentleman, he does not steal. And she has anxiety that when Krishna is going to the forest, demon should not attack and disturb Krishna. She is in great anxiety thinking that so many pebbles will be pricking Krishna's feet. She has so much anxiety when complaint come about Krishna. And then she has to resolve that, your Krishna came and broke my pot. He stole the butter. So much of anxiety is there. And everybody is in anxiety how to best serve Krishna. But because that is our natural position, and that's why we can see Prabhupada also. Prabhupada is not that, he has taken a back seat telling that, okay, now I am Paramahamsa realized. Now I am sitting in one corner in Radha Damodar and just I will chant Hare Krishna. No. We can see that when Prabhupada is writing here, Prabhupada is the, these are not just words, they are like Prabhupada just writing about his own realizations. That's why Prabhupada says that Bhagavatam is my, these purports, they are like his spiritual ecstasies. So when Prabhupada is telling here that devotee is like a fighting warrior for Krishna. So Prabhupada, his whole life he fought for giving Krishna consciousness to others. And so much of anxiety. It was not an easy task. Just this whole temple only. It's a sign of Prabhupada's struggle and how much anxiety Prabhupada took for building this temple. Wherever he was, the chapter comes in Lilamrita also. Prabhupada was giving class in Africa and he's thinking about Juhu. Prabhupada is writing letters to different GBCs, America, and he's thinking about Juhu. So much anxiety is there. But then that anxiety is because it is on pure spiritual natural platform, person is completely satisfied. So in spiritual life also, we are not for just being relaxed. No, that is not the point. Because that relaxation will not last for long. Because it is based on material conception. So our understanding of spiritual life should not be on material conception. That material, there are so many problems. Just to solve that problem, I'll go to spiritual world. Then, it's a good platform to enjoy. Which I couldn't do here in material world. So many body is not a problem. Body is a problem because so many things are not there. So let's go to spiritual world and then enjoy. But that doesn't happen. So, spiritual world has to be seen from the eyes of great souls by their personal example. So when we see Prabhupada's personal life, when we see Prabhupada's personal anxieties, when we see Prabhupada's personal activities, his concerns, then we can have some understanding what spiritual life means. Otherwise, outside understanding of a sadhu means cool man, it's like sitting in one corner, takes little rice, do bhajan, no anxiety. But then somebody comes to Krishna consciousness, then we can understand that we are not for material anxieties. We are not for just shanti, shanti, shanti. We are for love. And love means lot of anxieties. Lot of service, lot of planning, lot of
taking anxiety for others. So here Prabhupada says that that is what the practical solution therefore is to cease from materialistic activities and engage in spiritual activities. Otherwise, just leaving it as a matter of, that is called as apat sannyas. Very nicely, you know, a few days back we were hearing. Because there is some apatti, there is very great disaster, then you feel that, okay, leave it. And one of the very brilliant example is Bhartruhari. Bhartruhari, he was a great king and he was expert in material enjoyment. And he has written many Niti Shatak and Shringar Shatak. He was very poet himself and he was very kind of expert in enjoyment. So one day he gives his very special necklace, golden necklace, to his beloved wife. And we know the story that wife gives to the Senapati, commander in chief, because wife was loving him more than the king. And then it's not that end of the story. He loved some other prostitute very much. And prostitute thought that it is so costly, what I'll do? Better give it to king. So then she came. And king, she came and gave the necklace to the king. So now when king saw that necklace, he understood the whole thing. It was not that he has to put some committee or something to, you know, investigate what happened. He immediately understood what happened. So then immediately he became detached. And then he wrote Vairagya Shatak, that material world is just useless. And then that is considered very great. People now also they kind of quote for that renunciation. But we find that one day when this Bhartruhari, he had a jholna bag going around and taking alms. One day he went in one tree, he hanged his jhola to one branch and then he was going for his other things. When he came back, he saw that the jholna is lying down and another jholna is there of another sadhu. So then he became little disturbed. He said, why did you take from my jholna from there? He said that my jholna, I thought that this is just a torn cloth, so I thought it's just, so I kept it down. He said, you don't understand that I kept first. How can you, without my asking, can? And then they had a full fight. And the old lady was going from there. She felt so pity that two sadhus are fighting, and that also not over how to serve Krishna, but they are fighting for one small place where to hang. You will hang or I'll hang my jholna. So then she said, what Kali Yuga has come? Sadhus are fighting. Yes, have you heard about Bhartruhari? How great he was, what he left. So this Bhartruhari was thinking, my lord, you know. So we can see that just giving up the material world because it is bad, that is not sufficient. You will come back again, back to square. But then, devotees who have understood this fact that spiritual activities are the natural position. Jiver, Swarup, Hoy, Krishner, Nitya, Das. So Das means to serve, and to serve means to please our superiors, our acharyas. So when we are doing that, that will be very permanent happiness for the soul. Okay. So I will end here. If any comments or questions, some comments. Okay, we'll end here.
Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.